Okay, good to welcome everybody. In Parshas Tetzaveh, the theme of much of the Seder, or at least the first half of the Seder, relates to the Big Day Kahuna, the special begadim worn by the Kohanim and Kohen Gadol, which of course is not terribly relevant today in terms of practical halacha, at least not right now. I guess you can go to Machon HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and see what they've made, as I guess I hope it will be used eventually. But the Shulchan Aruch makes a very interesting comment in our Chaim Simen Tzadiches and Luchas Tefillah and Simen Tzadiches Sif Dalad. Mechaber writes, HaTefillah HiGemakam HaKarba. We know this concept. Tefillah takes the place of Karban. So the Chach Tzarech Lizor Shetehei Dugmas HaKarban, that there have to be certain parallels between davening and between the karbanas. For example, the chavana, in terms of intent, those who study kachim know that the wrong intent, sometimes a wrong machshava, can possibly karban. Okay, v'lo ye'arava machshava cheres, k'ma machshava sheposals pekachim. Therefore, you shouldn't in davening mix other thoughts in with the activity of davening. Very hard to do that. But just like machshava passels by kachim, so too, a certain sense by tefillah. Umad. That's why the main body of tefillah, this one Esrei, is recited in standing. Dum yud avoda. Just like the avoda of Beis Hamikdash was done, the Kohanim was standing. Kriyas makom. Kamal karbanos. Every carbon was brought in a certain place. There's specific instructions as to where the dam should be sprinkled. The different karbanos in different places. In other words, the place is of significance. So too, Shekolachat Kavur Mukomo, El Shitas Mat and Dama. Every carbon is shechted in a certain place, and the blood sprinkled in a certain place. The same thing with Tzvila. V'shalo Yachot Dover Beino Lakir, Dumi the carbon Shechatzitza Poselas, Beino Lakir. It's an interesting din. If possibly, should face towards a wall, with nothing to interrupt and to distract you. And now, the point for us this evening says the Mechaber again, this is our Chaim Simen Tzadi, Hey, Siv Dalad. It's therefore proper, says the Mechaber, that a person should have nice garments for davening, special for davening, kagon big day kahuna, like the big day kahuna. Ella she'ein kol kol adam yochel avaz beis hazeh. Not really can necessarily afford it. Okay, we kol makom tovu she'el. What? Right, the gold sits after the cost. I don't think it has to be the same materials as the big kahuna, but we get the point. This is one of the mechaber. The first source is a mechaber in Or HaChaim Simen Tzadi Ches Sif Dalad. He says, "Mikol makom tov she'el mitnasayim yuchad l'tzila mishum nekiyus." Have special pants or special garments for davening, you know, for cleanliness purposes. Now, it's interesting, just as an aside, the Kaf HaChaim writes, and therefore, in Os Chaf Pes, the same, of course, in the same Siman Tzadi Ches, he writes, someone who has the type of work, you know, I mean, today he's a mechanic, he works with dirt, he's oils, whatever it is. So such a person should first clean himself up, try and change his clothes before davening. But the point I just wanted to bring out was the Kaf HaChaim. The Mechaber makes this comparison. It's interesting, it's sort of like, it's not a standard din in the Shulchan Aruch. It's just telling you where this tefillah is parallel to karbanos, and says therefore it's proper to have special garments for davening, if one possibly can, just like the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol had special garments as part of the service in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says in Brachas, on the Lamed of the Beis, saying this at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas, says, Ein omdim lispalal elamitok kovid rosh. The person gets up to daven, he has to have a serious frame of mind. And the Gemara then asks, Minohani Mili, and so we'll skip a little bit. Says, Ella Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Mehocha Hishtachavu Lashem Behadras Kodesh. Right, the pasuk in Mizmor Chavtes and Tilim. So we put the Sefer Torah away on Shabbos. So it says there, Hishtachavu Lashem Behadras Kodesh, Al Tikur Behadras Ella Becherdas. The cherdos, the word chared, which means concerned about, and a certain sense of awe. So mimaid b'lidumah la'olam emelach ha'hadras mamish. Ki hadra of Yehuda have a mitzayin nafshe v'hadam atzi. Maybe it means hither, v'hadras kodesh. Why do you have a drasha? It means chared. And hadras means like a person to dress up, and therefore the Gemara quotes another pasuk. But as a riot in this, it says, Ki hadra of Yehuda have a mitzayin nafshe v'hadam atzi. Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ya mitzayin nafshe. What's mitzayin nafshe? And nafshe says, Rashi, mikasheit atzmo b'gadol. he would dress himself up. He would wear special clothes. He would, before he davened, he would. So therefore, the Gemara rejects that drasha and comes up with a different drasha. It says Idgul Hashem B'Yira. Fine. But again, we see from this Gemara that one of the Amorai, Rabbi Huda, that was his practice. Mitzayin Nashi says Rashi Mekashiv Atzlo Begadav. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Tesan Beis, going on to the Yudam Aleph has a sugya, and the Mishnah says on the top of Testament days, the Mishnah says, L'yeshiv Adam, there's certain things a person should not do in the afternoon before davening mincha. Because if you're concerned, you'll get wrapped up in the activity, all of a sudden you turn around, it's already been past shkia, and you won't be able to daven. So there are various different things that the Mishnah proposes. So the Gemara says, one of the things is, you shouldn't start these things. I'm sorry, what the Mishnah said, but Mishchilu ain't my seeking. But if you already started the activity, so okay, finish it and make sure you daven. Now, it's better to avoid starting these activities, but if you did already, you can finish it. So the Gemara has on this. The Gemara says, what do you consider having started the activities? The different activities in the Mishnah. So one of the activities, for example, is eating. Don't start a big meal in the afternoon, because you'll end up getting mixed up and then perhaps not davening mincha. So the Gemara says on the bottom of the page, what does it mean that you started an emas ha'scholat achila? What is considered the beginning of the meal such that you now don't have to interrupt anymore? You don't have to stop. So Rav Amar Mishiyitul Yadov, Rav said until Sedayim, right? And Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyatir Chadorov. You unbuckle your belt. And I mean, you're sitting down to a meal, and that's before I should explain that, well, see, the Gemara actually has a different practice in Bavel, as opposed to Arzah, how tightly they wore their garments. And so when you sit down to eat, you know, see, I'm, many of us unbuckle a belt at the end of the meal. Right? At the end of the meal, I have to eat a lot. I guess they foresaw that was going to happen to unbuckle it. So the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara says, and then bubbles one way, and so the other way, so that's what's not a machlokes. Rabbi Rochinin, lo pligi holon lo holohu, okay, because in Bavel the practice was, Rashi says, b'nei Bavel hayu chogvinis atzom b'chozek, k'sa'okun tzichim latim. And so, all you know, it came, they didn't, you know, it was an earlier stage before until it was a diamond. And as you saw, they didn't do that practice, fine. But whatever it is, the Gemara then asked the question, so, but what's the big deal, basically, on the Yudam and Alf, the Gemara says, well, what's the, two kashas really. The Gemara says, Maskel Sheshes, skip a little bit in the Gemara, but for us it's enough, Trichusa, Lemesar, Hanenya, it's such a big deal, so you unbuckle this belt. You know, the Gemara says, oh, once you started, so then you don't have to stop the meal. Probably you wash until it's dying, I'm mostly in the middle of the meal. The guy just undid his belt. It's a time to put his belt back on. What's the big deal? And furthermore, the Gemara says, oh, the lake of Hachavitzli. So let him daven with his unbuckled belt. I mean, so why is that considered the beginning such an that said you cross the point and no return, I will let you finish the meal. Right? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Mishum Shenema, our famous Pasuk in Navi, he called me Kras Okecha Yisrael. After it's not b'chavadik to stand up and daven. You have a loosened belt, or your pants are not on properly. It's not chavadik away of davening because it says hikon or hachana, right? You have to prepare yourself and dignify yourself. Likras al kech Yisrael. That's the Gemara. Again, Shabbos, our Pesach and Beis, going over to Yudam Aleph. So Tosus points out the Gemara really has two kashas, right? The Gemara says, number one, it's such a big deal to put your belt back on. Number two, let him daven that way he is. The Gemara answers, no, it's not really dignified to daven like that. Tosus points out, but the Gemara didn't answer the first kasha. The Gemara only answered the second kasha. The Gemara didn't answer the question of, is it such a big deal to put your belt back on? So Tosus, Mikan Shetzorek, because the Gemara answers, you have to do that. Mikan Shetzorek Leizor Chalot of Kemishuris Talo. So apparently, the Gemara didn't want to dismiss that as a possibility. You know, the Gemara's assumption, and it wasn't taken away, that you have to pack a belt yourself, gird yourself, so to speak, for davening. Well, Matz Zavitri, Mefarish Shetam, Debina Ezer Shaloi, He Libaro Esa Erva. It's a special din that there should be some kind of a separation between your heart, right, and the erva, the sexual organs that are below the waist. Yeah.
That's why they didn't even stay on the thing tonight. Any bra.
We're for brachas. Yeah, that's what it's called. The Kriya Shema. Yeah.
And the happy look in the belt and some say all the other brachas. That should be.
That's a good question. Okay, so that's a question. I don't do that right now. I'm going to stick with what Tosa says. Okay, so he says, that's the Maps of Victory quotes. I mean, there are those arguing, you can't bring that right up, but that's what he says. Okay, now, however, he says, the Dafka, so therefore, by the way, this is a Makar, that's, I guess, the first article of clothing we'll address, is about wearing a Darko. You see about a chassidim, they wear a gartel, okay, based on this din, to have some sort of separation between the place of the lathe and the place of the erva. However, Tosus goes on to say, but that was dafka lahen shalohel lemich nosayim. They didn't wear pants, they only wore like these, like flowing robes, so to speak. So there was taka nothing in between, the heart and the erva. Okay, lechachu tzrichem le'ezo b'shas tzila. That's why they had to wear some sort of a belt when they daven. Aval adidan, she'yeso avnei tzomich nesayim. We have the belt and a pants. So I don't think it even means necessarily a formal belt, what we call it, but some sort of thing that closes, you know, the pants. That itself is ein anu tzrichem le'ezo. So that's, again, the two different ways to look at that requirement. The way Tosus presents the requirement of wearing some sort of a belt, is a din of shelo yehei libo roes erva. And Tosus says it the way we are knowing, it's not the same kind of requirement. The Chedusha Ritva, over there in Natsugin Shabbos, Daf Yudam and Aleph, they ask the same kasha, okay, but gives a different answer. Ask the Ritva. Vimtoma mikom hokum kusha kamaisa ikra. Same problem that Tosha had. The Gemara didn't address the first topic. Demaitri chusla meitzemei, right? So he says, Yeshloma de keva de mishum hiko and the cross al kecha yisrael, how they boil the kasha god of the offer. He seems, if I understand it correctly, saying it's the same answer for both. Now the fact that you have to wear some sort of a belt, okay, and we wouldn't shriach him to do it and so on, that's because he can only cross over Kafi Yisrael. That's also it's not just that, you know, the belt shouldn't be loose, the taket is a din to have the belt. And that's what I think he's saying. It gives the problem here. But that's what the word it says over, and at the bottom it says a boy. Okay? So in any event, the idea, I think, he doesn't mention this whole business of Libo Ro Esayerva, the Ritva. So it could be that the Ritva is saying that having some sort of a separation is not just a din in the libo or esayerva, in which case, like Tosa said, that may not apply today, but perhaps it's an indication of some sort of a dignified special garment for prayer. The Pnei Yoshua, there in Shabbos, in the same daf, it says, Luya Divrayim, not for Tosa's, maybe that taki was a bigger tircha. In other words, the different types of belts or different types of garments that people had to make the guy put on a different garment or even fasten that garment so in a certain way, maybe it was a tircha. That's what the Peshu wants to say. So Kol Shekein, Lina Tfila, Shetzarach, Lachkar, Heitein, Ulatzayim, Begadah, Koma, Nisam, Melech, Bukhadisa, Bezachon, and so on and so forth.
Well,
okay?
There's a second level.
That's what I'm saying, exactly.
A, you have to strip the belt back on.
But then you have to do it up real good.
To go to the next level.
Exactly, that's what I think Peshu is saying. Right, and I think it's sort of also a little bit from the Ritva, in the sense the Ritva says it's part of Ikon, but it's a level two. I think that's exactly what Peshu was saying. Second level. Above and beyond. Right, and that's the point exactly I'm trying to make. That's what I'm trying to point out. So there really, it seems to me, and it's a theme of the whole rest of this year, really, that there are two elements here. There's one thing to look dignified as you ordinarily would. It's not proper, you see, how to loosen belting and stand up and down. It doesn't look nice. But on top of that, there's something else. It's not just enough to look regular, but it seems to me that there's maybe a chiyuv to go beyond. Now, the Rebbe Yeshua says, the chol did the lokim after the victory, because of the hokanami, have a time to show you the Lord of the Erebah. It's not like that after the victory is Tosus quoted. It's true. Okay? But he says, v'lav hachi, kashu with the Dibram after the victory. I have a problem with after the victory anyway. So, after the victory, those not familiar, is from Talmidim of Rashi. The base Medrash of Rashi. We have it on the shelf here. Yeah. Okay? In Cain, my maximi karleku hechavalitlu. After me lo habiyaza, the also is following liboras erba. According to master victory, that it's actually a din that you can't daven liboras erba. So, like your question on Joseph Dimes, so how can the Gemara even have a haramina? Let the guy stand up like that. What do you mean? It's against our law, right? Well, so that's the Pnei Yeshua raised as an answer. Okay, but this is this is another relevant Gemara. One other comment from Tosus earlier in Brachos on the Chav Rav Amadei, Chav Hay Amadei, where the Gemara there actually is discussing the issue of Libor Oes Erva, it's a person who's in the mikveh and he has to say Kriyashma. Okay, that Gemara. So he says, Tosus Dirasal Bahray, on Chaf Hey Amad Bayz and Brachas, period, reading the Park, Gemar, Hakim, Sheepus, Mashman, Libra, Tereva, Usur. That sounds like it's an absolute Isser. Ella, the Rabbeinu Shmaya, Tamil Sarashi, Posa, Kitanakama, the Libra, Tereva, Mutter. Okay, so that itself is a machokas, whether Libra, Tereva is Usur or Mutter. But in any event, I want to share that source for the sake of completion, but Lamaisa, it appears, and it seems to me anyway, like Yisuf said, the Pane Yeshua, is that there are really two levels or two elements within davening. There's this mamash required to either to avoid an isser or just to look regular. In other words, I'm lumping that together. There's an Indian of, let's assume not like Rabbeinu Shmaya, but like the other Balei Tosfos, that there's an Indian of Libo Roa Serva. Okay, so that you have to take care of. If that's taken care of and you don't look like Schleppy with a belt hanging down, you're okay. But that's level one. But then there's another level to wear something, and that is undoubtedly the source, as I say, for the Chassidim from wear a garpel. It's because that item is something special. It's miyuchat for the purpose of Trila. In fact, in the Sefer Chassidim, well, again, I saw that. So that's also had it on me. Right. Right. I don't know if you were inside. I started with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon that he compares it to the Nekuna. Yeah, he does. That's right. So that's why I started with that quote. So the Sefer Hasidim in Simon Yud Ches is a long Indian relating to Tfila. Okay. He says, different things you should stand in, how you should and shouldn't stand in different ways, and he writes,
before you go into that, are you trying to establish what is Mechuyav and what is Mehudah
here? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. There's a basic Chiyav, but then there's a second level, yeah. There's a basic Chiyav that based on the Pnei Yeshua.
Try to see if they're connected somehow to each other?
Well,
it's important. But there is a mitzvah that you have to do it with the mehudah. It's part of the mitzvah. And there is part of the mitzvah.
So let's, okay, give me a second. In fact, let me just read the same procedure. He says, Tikkun ha-mabushim keitzah, mesakin ha-mabushim etzchil v'chavin atzma u-mehader, shenem ha-yishachu la-Hashem v'hadras kodesh. And he says, therefore you shouldn't stand with an uncovered head and with uncovered legs, im darche anshi ha-mokam sho'olam ha-bifnei gadol ha-la b'vat ha-reglaim, depending upon, it's an important caveat we'll see in a second, how do people stand in front of a dignified person in that land, okay? In fact, it's enough for us to see right now, look in the Makor Chesed, it's from Reuven Margolios, in his footnote, in footnote Memhe, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachas, and he says, kemo bigdei kahuna, to that point, and he says, so those people who wear a garter, why? Because the idea of wearing the regular garments, let's say, that's because they have to stand in front of a dignified person a certain way. But on top of that, it's the same thing. On top of that, to draw the parallel to the big day kahuna, he said that's the mokor for the meaning of wearing a gartel. So again, I think you see the same theme, sort of. There were two levels. There's the basic level, that this is the way a person would appear before somebody. Okay, but then there's an extra step. And we're trying to, you asked the question, we're trying to talk to pinpoint what the extra step should be. But there's a bare minimum, and it seems that the minimum, again, leaving out the din of libo, that's an absolute din. Okay, but there's a certain dignified way to dress, and we've defined it as how other people, how you would stand in front of somebody in an important circumstance. But then on top of that, there's something else, which is he mentions to be master of the big day kahuna, or maybe to be miyuchad l'tzvila. The Rambam's lashon.
The bare minimum would be an issue. If you don't fulfill the bare minimum, it sounds like an
issue. That's what I'm trying to do.
The other one,
then it's a hinder. Then it's a hinder. Yeah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzvila, in Parakei, the Rambam says that there are certain things, at the beginning of Parakei, halacha aleph. The Rambam writes, Shmona Dvarim Tzarchan Ispala Yizor Behem Lashosun. There are 8 things you have to bear in mind by davening, and it's standing up and various different things. And one of them is a Tikkun HaMalbushim, right? It's a proper garment. It's a Perikei Vukhashil Alacha Aleph. And Halacha Hey explains, Tikkun HaMalbushim Ketzad, like Mesei Prasidim, Mesake Malbushim Tchila Umitzayin Atzum Mahadish Shanem Ashtachmu Lashem Adas Khashulim is a direct quote. And there is different things you can't hold. And all of this, he says, is learned out from that pasuk. So it's the same, and I could have read it from here. The same thing as the, as Sefer Chassidim said. And I'll just add at the end something he says, we'll come back to, Derech Kol Chacham Etamideim Shalom Yispalel Kishim Atufim. There's also an Indian to have the head covered. Right, it doesn't say that that's an absolute din. There he says, Derech Kol Chacham Etamideim. We'll come back to that point. But in any event, I think is what I'm trying to get out is that there's like a basic level which is integral to the chiyuv of davening. Now, I don't know if we go so far as to say that a person is yotzei davening. That'll be hard to, it may relate back to the mitzvah svichas kavanah type issue. But the Ram later, Makrin. So I'm saying, again, where you, what I'm saying in our issue, where exactly you draw the line? I mean, if somebody has no clothes, he's in a davening underwear. Okay, it's different than davening in something which you wouldn't stand in front of the melech, maybe. But all right, you have to figure out where to draw the line. But in any event, then, as I say, this other level, which the Rebbe Margolio said has to do with modeling after the big day kahuna, and others will say, oh, see, also, it is something miyuchad l'tfilah. There should be a beggar that's just identified or primarily identified for davening. We'll come back to that. This is talking about hilchot tfilah. The tour... Well, there's three levels in the sense of liboros or erbar, right? That's a basic issue, right? That's an issue. Mamis, they're not allowed to daven in that sense. But then there's something else which is, I'm leaving that aside. I mentioned it, but I mentioned it to Machlokes because, that poses over there, but that's kind of, that's the first level. So in that sense, there's three levels, yeah. The Tur writes in Simon Sadi Aleph, Begod of Ketzer, Garsin Parakam, the Shabbos, Rabbi Bar Avuna, Rami Puskim, I think also that same Gemara, later in the Sugya, this one fixed his shoes, and that one Hayab Miskashi, but the Shokai Mishat Tila, Amr Rashi, Chazin Rav Kahana, Keicha Ritzka, the Amr Pocha, Yadam, Mitzayi Davin, with his hands together, and other times, Mitzayi Nafshe Matli, okay, which he explains what it means when it was a good time, it was Miskashi for Begod and Noim, or especially beautiful clothes. Okay, then certainly the Aimra Liboros Erba. In this sense, the Torah goes on to explain that Tfilah is more chomer than Kriya Shema. And V'chein Garsin Parakam the Shabbos L'mana. Here it is. Pirus Akash Shehitir Ezoro. After you undid your belt and so on, and he ends with the Chasam Rambam. I'm not Tfilah Bapundos. I'm not Brosh Megulah. I'm not Glan. Megulos in Derech Anshe Mokum Shalamdu with Negedolim and Bot Derech Glan. So again, he speaks about this idea of Derech Anshe Mokum Shalamdu with Negedolim. The Bach comments at the long comment at the end of the Divrei Masal Garsin. The Bach writes. He finds a steer in the rush. He writes. Nearest a tzarech laser chalotzah kishval, but nevertheless, b'diyeved kedai hu rashi ravina shmaya lismach lehem b'diyeved ain tzarech lachzor lispalo. So Dr. Richman is saying, even on the libor esa erva, the bach is makel b'diyeved, we wouldn't make the guy go back and daven again, because there's other shita, rashi and rashi ravina shmaya. The first person that I saw that mentioned the inyan of something miyuchad l'tfila, that could be early, but I saw it in the levush, okay, the little sword, he doesn't use that lashon, but Lavush says the following, the same Simon Tzadi Aleph in the Sif Beis. He writes, Tzarech Adam Lazar Ezer B'Shas Tzila belt himself, Afil Yeshul Avni, even if he has already a different belt, She'ein Liboros Ergo. Mishum, because the change is Mishum, the change is Zeho Shezeho Ahikon, Keshechagor Ezer B'Moslem, Nira Hu Omed Yoser Zoris, Keshu B'lo Chabur. That's the chilek between Shar Brachos and Shmoneh Esrei. He mentions this point that Nira who omed Yosef Zoris, what is Tfilah? Tfilah is omed lifnei hamelech. That's the bare minimum that anybody has to have in mind when davening. As we mentioned in the past, the famous Reb Chaim, where Reb Chaim notes a stira in the Rambam based on a stira in the Gemara, really. What do you have to have kavana for in davening? The Gemara in Brachos in a couple of places says the din of kavana is only in the first bracha. Bracha of Avos. We've spoken this out in the past. And elsewhere the Gemara seems to say, you have the Rambam passage, you have to have kavana of everything. So which is it? So he said there's two different types of kavana. There's kavana of knowing clearly the Perish Hamilos, and then there's the kavana of Amida Lisnei HaMelech. Perish Hamilos, see, that's different. That's the first bracha. But that you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the required all of davening. Now, that one agrees with the Chaim. If I can reach out time, it's very hard to do that. Whatever it is, that's the Chaim. The idea of tefillah is to be only Lisnei HaMelech. So if you're the external, as I mentioned this, Thursday night shiur about facing towards the Aron, Friday night mission here in Shul, facing towards the Aron and facing towards Yerushalayim, that issue, that's also an issue I think to enhance Kavanah. But that's what the Lavush says. His Lashon is Nira who omed Yosef Zoris. In other words, when you're dressed a certain way, so it enhances the davening. I meant to bring, it was on my desk and I just forgot it, because somebody gave it to me this week, known as Parshat Ketava. An article from the Washington Post when President Bush first became the president. This was an article that was in the fashion section of the Washington Post. Apparently when, I don't know how it's still like that today, but when he first became president, he decreed that in certain places in the White House, you have to dress a certain way. Apparently in the previous president, Clinton's administration was very relaxed in terms of the style of dress, and this is one of the things that he changed. Hagam, they wrote in the article that Bush himself, again, when he was campaigning in 2000, was, you know, wanted to be perceived as, you know, one of the guys. He was always wearing, certain type of casual garments. But he said within the office, and this was, he was gozer in the Oval Office. I don't know which had a list. I'm sorry, I remember them. I was in the car. I forgot to bring this. And someone gave it to me this week. And it says, you know, and it mentions about how it was felt, and they quoted from psychology, that it impacts the way a person thinks, that the dignity of the place demands this and this style. Okay, so should we say less for tefillah? I mean, maybe in the other. So that is that's the issue. And as I say, there are different levels. In terms of the guard that we mentioned, there's that Indian. So most of us who are not from a Hasidic background don't wear a gartel, but nevertheless, it would seem that there are other things that we should at least contemplate, at least understand why people do it. So first of all, we mentioned before about pants. So the Sulchan Aruch says, again in Siman Sari Aleph, Sif Hei, the Mechaber, that was before, Lo Yamod, Bafudoso, Velo Baros, Megulin, Velo Baraglayim, Megulin. Not to have Baraglayim, Megulin. Bafudoso is kind of a wallet or something, no? Money belt. That's the Shabur. Right, and the Shavuot says, "Who Azar Cholos Masima Mos?" Ain't no doubt covered. Okay.
So I mean, if you come with a backpack, you should take it off before you
start. Maybe we can make that case. Yeah, I would say that we add the word cell phone to the Shohar today. Okay, I think it would be a good thing to add. In fact, I almost no doubt that had the Shohar written today, would have put it in there. Okay, but anyway, but I'm talking about wearing the pants as opposed to shorts. Okay, it says not to have like lion Megulin, that's what it says in the Shulchan.
They
didn't have shorts, you mean?
They wore them.
Yeah, just knickers, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Part of the leg. So yeah, the Mishabur writes in Sikot Yud Gimel here, Mihu, im habeged aruch shechofes haraglayim, if the upper part of the garment is long enough, o ba'arzos hachamin ma'od, the very hot lands, Sha'omdim Sham Gam came with Negadolim, that's they stand in front of them, then Ain Lachos Shafil of Gavin Tzorvin near Magalai. So maybe that's the answer, hot land. In Yiddish, I wouldn't apply here, but again, in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how it is today, okay, but I think I've mentioned this in the past, I think I gave this exact example in the past. I remember when in 1976, when I had the Reina Mentebi, so it was a very dramatic thing, of course, so right away all the movie houses wanted to make a movie about it, because it's like the stuff of movies. So there was an American movie that made about it, and there was also an Israeli movie company made a movie about it. So I remember I saw them both at the time. In the American movies, when they had the meeting of all the chiefs of staff, who's going to be involved in this planning in Israel, how they're going to do it, they had all these guys come with uniforms and various medals and all the things that, you know, American soldiers wear. In the Israeli version, they guys came in shorts and shirts, and sitting around, you know, it's a very, very different type of atmosphere. You know, we remember when they had the, you know, what's the name, Colonel North, you know, and had those hearings. Every day they showed up in his uniform, you know. And in America, that's how they dress. But in Eretz Yisrael, even the heads of the army and so on and so forth, they don't necessarily walk in wearing their uniforms. So there is a cultural difference, yeah.
I don't know about
Yes, now that was always, now yes, that was close to the yeshiva. During the week also. When I was in Gush, they had outside the basement a sign, and you know, it says, "Pip kudas rosh yeshiva, you have to wear socks." Yeah, because here people would worship. Yeah, so they're dark. No, you wouldn't wear it. Correct. No, the Mishnah says, a virus is a chan ma'od, it was a climate. But I'm saying there is a certain subjectivity. But the Nechonami, here it's very questionable.
The former Nachman Begin, the prior
Prime Minister, they
were
the shirts.
Who didn't wear a tie? Yeah. Boys wore suits. Since not begging, every Prime Minister.
Oh, is that right? They changed it. That's true. But the truth is, again, how they come in when they come to America, the question is what they do over there. I don't know the answer. You have to look at
this.
That's true. They are wearing. That's true. Yeah, you're right. You see the pictures. It's true. That's true. The Tanya always
looks
like that. Nah, we'll wear a jacket with me, I'm sure.
Even
that. All right. In any event, it is somewhat culturally, impacted. That's in terms of that. As for a jacket, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Sukkot Yud Aleph, V'chein ein nachal espalah v'kafkin o beged ha-tachton o b'shlafrach. He said, like, again, they would have, what we call maybe a dinner jacket or something like that, that people wore underneath. I meant a dinner, fancy dinner jacket. We were in the house, I'm sorry, right. So that kind of thing which you wore just around the house, you wouldn't go out with it, you shouldn't wear. Well, you should have instead a different jacket. The Chayodim says this as well in the Kalal, Chof Beis and Sifches. Also, it's power at Shechat Alibo with the Eved Yatzah, like we saw from that Bach. Or Misha Dalko, Lelech Hagura, also it's power at Sheyakor. If you always wear a belt and you can't in an Akko like that. I forgot the Shabra. To dress up as if you're going before an officer. Velachain, Eno Nachman, it's power at Kaftin, or Vega, Tachim, the Shlafrak, which in parentheses says here, for those on the Yiddish, Me'ilim She'enam Asuyim Lotteis Bahem. House jackets. House robes, yeah. Yeah. Okay? Kemosha Kosu, Hikal Mikra Shalokecha. This is because of Hikal Mikra Shalokecha. Pshita Shalei Spalber Aglaim Megulos, we said also. As far as the t-shirts, I didn't see exactly t-shirts written except the Kafachayim, where I put it, the Kafachayim mentions, having the arms exposed. I didn't see clearly a difference between, let's say, a t-shirt and a generally short sleeve shirt. You can just find the t-shirt because of the tachon. Right.
Then you
wear a shirt as a dressier matter, yeah. And this, just a second, with a Kafachayim. Yes, he talks about Raglaim Megulim. He also speaks to, let me find it. I can't find it, but we also mentioned about arms. The only thing, again, about a t-shirt is that if a person who has a t-shirt, he wouldn't stand in front of a melech like that. Right, the first medical center. The only thing is that, I'm not going to pass on that question. The only thing is that, today people do dress more casually than they once did. A person may not go down to the loan officer or to some other officer wearing a t-shirt, but he won't necessarily put on a jacket and a tie today. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, whereas, even 25 years ago, and certainly 40 years ago.
Going to the loan officer, you don't put a tie in.
I'm saying, as I said, you don't. You don't. So I said, you don't. No, but 25, no, but, no.
I'm sure you'd find plenty of things that would go with jeans.
Yeah, you would. Oh, you think jeans and t-shirt also? I don't know. No, but 25, 30 years ago, or certainly 50 years ago, people would not go, I think, to an important meeting without a jacket or a tie. Today, it is more casual. You think that maybe people would go?
I think.
Yeah, could well be.
They don't own anything.
Right, I mean, a loan officer may not be the right example. The better example may be, if you have a meeting with the mayor, okay, huh?
You work office, you people used to wear suits to work.
Right, today a casual...
Right. Today?
No, correct. Right, correct. It's different. So I would say that therefore, it is culturally impacted. There's no question about it. Unless you're touching a pani surim. There's certain surim there. It's theist issues and so on. Again, to a certain extent it's subjective, but when I was taught these dinners at Talmidim, that's why I want to come back to the other din. That even if strictly speaking it's mutter, and you would appear before a star that way, or a melech, again, a loan officer may not be the right example, but later you meet with the mayor, you have an audience with the Senate, or you're going to an APAC or whatever to meet with the lobby congressman and so on, that would be a better example, I think. But even this, and there I don't know if people go in a t-shirt and jeans, it's possible. It is possible. I mean, the people certainly would go without a jacket and tie. There's no question about it. Okay.
Don't you see the man?
Right, no, correct. But even so, I'm still not convinced that people go to Jack and Tom. People go dressed nicely. So now we come back to my other point, based on that Pnei Yehoshua, based on the other. Then, even if it's strictly speaking mutter, now you have to ask yourself, is there something more like the Levush said, something that would enhance your tefillah, level two, so to speak, more of a hither, something extra to make sure you have, you're standing in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the service is a reminder, so then you should come in and ask a question. Something different, maybe, and that's, I think,
yeah. You
have suggestions for
that big?
Yeah, so... Yeah, all the time, I know. I know, that's an excellent question. I have a good answer. Okay, so I would think that, you know, for those that don't...
Someone needs to tell the Tamina in the yeshiva
so we require jackets for davening. Okay, so the kids didn't wear a jacket all day long. They were running around and they put it in there. But then they put on a jacket.
It's really, really...
Out
of mind. If you're coming to Zaven, like you're going to a mess, I go to a mess with a nice jacket, with a nice shirt, with everything. So every day you have to do that. Is that the case?
For davening,
For davening. What is that? Shabbat? Minhag?
No.
So you have to go with the nice suit, the nice shirt, with nice everything. It's not just to pick up a suit. What do you mean to pick up a suit or a jacket and to put on you? It's not magic. You want to wear that. It's magic.
It's true that when the boys are in the yeshiva, they go back and they find some crumpled up jacket that was stuffed in the locker. You know, it's a good point. The guys would go in and have a jacket that we used to tell them. They had hooks in the locker. So you're right. They have the jacket stuffed in a locker someplace and come to everything. So that's, I don't know if that's the right thing. So again, I go back. There's two levels.
I can't wear a tefillah 3 times a day. So therefore, I'm wearing jeans.
No, I don't think you have to jump that way. I don't think you have to take it.
Some people do. Some people say it.
Say what?
It sounds like you're advocating for
garter. Well, I don't wear garter myself, but one could certainly make the case. I think that's the I don't wear it any other time. You could, but for many people, can say it the same. But that's how they do it. I mean, that is the you could do in terms of a conflict.
Is looking for you for this, and you
recommend
that to the
school. Okay. You can see people. You can see people. There's a guy that I'm going to see every morning. He wears a regular windbreaker and just puts a guard on. But I'm saying like this. I think, you know, for someone who doesn't wear a jacket all the time, so a jacket is probably the right thing to do. For I know there are guys in the Beis Medrash, some guys are always, they wouldn't wear a tie the whole time of the singer, right before davening they put on a tie. Or right before davening they straighten their tie, or they button the jacket, or just something that gives a little more of a, and that's what I always try to do before Shemini Esrei, is button my jacket. Okay, something that I wear a jacket and tie all the time.
Well, that's
true too. Let me just mention torn pants isn't nice. Work pants is a regular pants. What do we know? Again, it's hard to ask a person to say the person can't die. Many people work and they will go, as I think David said, they will go to a place with jeans. The other issue is, of course, in the middle of the work day, it's not always practical to tell a person to get a chance. But if it is possible, I would recommend that a person has the time. But even if he's going out to, you know, play ball, afterwards, should first dive in regularly. I know that, there are people who do camp, for example. Many times in the sleepaway camps, they require the boys to come. Dress certainly for davening, and then they go back to the bunk and change into the. So if it's possible to do that, you should do it. Let me just mention about hats also, since we've mentioned all this. In the Shabbat,
black shirt, black suit, all day, everything.
You're always ready for davening. No, but then you have David's problem, so what's the no? In Sifkat Cotton Yud Bays, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, just a second, Yud Bays. Hold this a second. Well, I mentioned before, the Rambam had that lashon regarding a head covering. He says, it doesn't say that the chiv is derech kolach acham v'tamidein shalo yispalu el kishen atufin. it's the manner of Talmidei Chachamim and their students and so on that they should that they dress without. That's what it sounds like. It says derech. That's the way to do it. He's making a recommendation. Okay, now what's the idea? So then the Shabur also again speaks about this in this. Context, I can't find this a second. Oh, here. Of his manenu tzor sukan yibayz lahosim beis atzula kova barosho kederach shaholech barachov, because that's how people go out in the street. Well, again, that's not true anymore. In the Mishabur's time, it was true. Look at even 50 years ago in America, it was true. Even non-Jew people always had a hat and walked down the street, huh? Right, that was a change. The Kennedy you mentioned about, I was going to say, you mentioned about Menachem Begin changing the practice in Eretz Yisrael. Kennedy, it was the first, I think it was the first president who came to the inauguration without a hat on. So that changed the whole style, even though it was in January, right? That changed the whole style. The lower kova hakotin shetachas hakola, not what we call a yarmulke, right? Ki ain derech lamo came lifnei anoshim chashuvim. You wouldn't stand without a hat. Again, it's not true anymore today. And you can come up again with the Rambam. Huh? Yes.
Because in previous times, in Christian culture,
you have to take off that. Yeah, in front of the king.
Actually, what does that say? Who would not go before someone caught him?
I thought about that question. I think you wore the hat, but then you took it off when you saw him. It's out of respect.
Much of the truth, he died in a mistake with no hand coming at all. He's not guilty.
He has no hand coming.
Because the derech
of the goyim, the doctor,
to remove the hat.
Yeah, before, right. That's the goyim.
It's happening in the goyim's way.
Right.
And it's not true. It would not be true when I'm not going to be called.
Or the cardinal. I remember also when I was a kid, I forgot what the movie was called, but some movie was also Jews. So these non-Jews came into the shul, they were spying or some type of thing like that. So they came in and they were non-Jews, they didn't know. So just before they walked in, he goes, "Elbow get a guy. You know, it's a holy place, take off your hat." So they took them off and they walk in, so everybody in the shul is going like this. Because that must be the Jewish greeting. complete mix up. There's no thing you're not allowed to wear a hat. Yeah, you're not
allowed to wear a hat indoors. So when I was right past the office space, I go into the office's room there. So everybody takes up the hat. You're not allowed to wear a hat indoors.
Because it was initially the yarmulke went on the court, right?
Correct. So they let me go on.
Really? Yeah. Not a lot of wear a hat indoors. It was a court. It was a court. Yeah, but I didn't know it was a military. I didn't know. Okay. Let me just... let me just mention one other thing about that I heard is interesting about a hat or about a yarmulke in general. You know, it could... Yeah. The Rambam is lost to Gemara. It's basically what it says, Derech Chacham Tamideyim. What's the muck? Sorry, I mean. So I want to suggest, I'm a Gemara, but the question is why. So perhaps one could suggest the following. Okay, by the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, Derech Chacham Tamideyim. That's it. Okay, yeah, well, that's another question. But by Talos, it's not the same thing. But at least Talos probably had the same idea in that regard. Think like this, and I heard this proposed to other people also. The whole concept of tefillah, I said, is amidos ne'am melech. But how does one communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does one relate in general with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in tefillah? Human being relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his mind. Right? So the human being's intellect is what crowns him above and beyond the rest of the animal kingdom. Okay, and most of the time we are and should be very proud of our intellect. However, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rebbe has developed this in other areas, no matter how intelligent a person is, no matter how brilliant the person is, no matter how perfected somebody's mind is, there's still a veil between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relationally, next week said that the Rebbe said this, we have this in Kippur Mach, so that's with Vayir Hashem Ba'anam. What's the idea of Hashem being an Olam? He says a few times, and we have it by, next week said it by Yid Gimel Midos, but we have it in other places also. You know, the Anan of Hashem, Alahar, you know, always Anan, what's the Anan? Because Baruch Hu is not really perceived other than through a veil. Right? No matter how intelligent and how... Again, the Rebbe developed this in a couple places. We printed it in the Kippur Mount where we kept saying over and over, Slichus, Baruch Hashem Ba'anan. Human beings are limited, intellect is limited. So I always thought that perhaps the idea of wearing a hat, or a yarmulke also, but a hat covering the whole head, is to symbolize that, you know, no matter... Here I'm standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it really relates to the Rebbe developed in other occasions in the tremendous paradox of tefillah. You know, because on the one hand, you know, we have to daven On the one hand, on the other hand, oh, what right does a person have to stand up and walk and give you a laundry list of things that you need? You know, I mean, how do you do that? What gives you the right to do it? You know, so I've developed the others, you know, as we're following the pattern of the others and so on, as part of a number of the rubs, in yonim relating to tefillin. But I thought that specifically, therefore, in tefillin, if you want to have a garment you don't normally wear, so you wear a hat or a bigger yarmulke and so on and so forth, that would also be a special bag. I think that's a proposal, and it's based on this idea of a rub. That's why it's derech hachamah tamidayim.
You're
okay, that's another... Okay, it's a different angle. Kenzine. Okay, but in any event, you know, yes. It's a good tefillah. It's not a thing in the shul or minyan. Okay. I think so, yeah. So, again, I grant, you know, right here to wrap up, I grant that it's sometimes very, very difficult to pinpoint certain things. And as David said before, some people, so I go out, you know, well, I'm trying to wear a hat, what a garment is has not come in as other things. If you really use it for tefillah, for example, you know, so I always, you know, I wear a hat elsewhere also, I go shopping, there was a lot of times I have my hat on, but I don't wear a hat in the bathroom. The self-consult, if I'm in the house, I'm not wearing a hat, but if I daven even in the house, I'll put a hat on. So therefore, since it has a tefillah orientation, then you should not wear it into the bathroom. The same thing with Nogea, we pointed out in the past, on Yom Narayim. Okay, strictly speaking, a kippel, there's no kedusha to a kippel. I mean, there's nothing, you know, it's a kippel, just a white robe. But since it's in your mind and in practice, it's miyucha the tefillah, well, you're wearing it for tefillah. You only wear it, you don't wear it at a time. Okay, huh? The seder also, but okay, one could argue that, that's also tefillah. Okay, but still, the post came right. I think the Mishabur brings this, they bring it down. You should take the kippel off before going to the bathroom because miyucha the tefillah. And tayotim is arena is, really, I was thinking of the two levels, but as David said, really, in a certain sense, there's three levels. There's what's a total lack of tzniyas, right? I mean, it's a daven where, you know, certain, just like the women also, that certain parts of the body are exposed, so clearly that, or even libo rosh arba, koponim l'chatchila, you know, that's a din and issue to have to. But then there's a definition of what is acceptable, and that's society-driven to a great extent. You see it in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, you see in the language of Aruch HaShulchan, everybody says that, you know, be a mayhem, and bizman mayhem, and so on, so that it may be different in different countries, in different parts of the country, in different societies, and it changes every few years. But there's a basic way that a person should stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's that something extra, which is a hither, and maybe, you know, if a person is dressed, you know, as dressy as you can be, so there's no way to get anything higher in a certain sense, unless you want to say, you know, garto, okay, it's interesting, I mean, I'm not pushing for it, I don't wear it myself, even though, you know, my father's forebears did. I think I saw it. I have somewhere my father's garto. He wore a garto. My father wasn't raised by his own father because of the war, so he's been hugging all confused. It's a discussion for another time. But nope, so far, you know, I haven't adopted that particular practice. But nevertheless, I think Kayotzi Norena is, you know, you want to encourage people. Again, sometimes not power. A person's coming from work, a person's coming here. You want to give credit to people and be Dhammakav school. Somebody runs into Minyan and is just coming from somewhere, or a kid who's just playing ball, and you tell them to go to, they're not going to come back, they won't be able to get back, and so on. So you have to look at each situation with a certain amount of sensitivity. But self-consult, you know, when it's possible to, you know, to dress a little bit better for tefillah. So again, if President Bush wanted that in the White House, and if, you know, the other, I remember once, years and years ago, B'nai Yisrael in the old building, yes, somebody posted on the wall the rules on a golf course. Okay, they're very, very strict rules as to what you can wear when playing golf. There are rules. That's just a game, right? But it's, you know, certain type of pants, certain types of shirt. You know, if you have some restaurants, right? Okay, so if you have these rules elsewhere, it's not so far-fetched to have these rules at school as well. Okay, good to know. Yes.